Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a quick micro podcast on what happens when your rabbit eats the cover of your library book. As I'm just driving out from our Blaxland library, and we had a pet rabbit in a room, and someone had their teen fiction book there, left it there, and the cute little rabbit ate, beautiful little rabbit, munching it just of the cover only. It's sort of like the plastic and the wood. It wasn't the plastic and the cardboard or the surface. And it turns out, well, they looked it up and they said, do they have other alternatives for it? And there's no repair. They would possibly get a new book, but it's an older book. But the essentially really super interesting thing is that they opened it up and showed a sort of stamp, and inside the stamp was all these numbers written, and inside it was written the cost of the book, $26.83. And they said, oh, what we would do is we could just instantly, if you give us part of the book, and this is still intact, although we write that down in the file, we rewrite that, and we'd be able to open it up, and we'd say, well, that's $26.83 plus $15 processing fee to reacquisition, purchase, and reshelf a book. So these are things that you don't know until your rabbit goes in. However, because the book is old and stuff like that, and that not that they've got necessary bottle copies, they'll just, in this case, not process it. So this is one of these things you don't know. It's things you don't know about the world until your rabbit eats it. Might be the case here. So that's the end of this little micro podcast to give that piece of information up. As I go around this car park in search of a place to park and get my fruit box. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.